drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Sayed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, The Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
The Queen's University International Student Chapter of the American Chemical Society invites you to the first ever Bader Symposium on Monday, November 18th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to celebrate the 100th birthday of the late Dr. Alfred Bader.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm here in the studio every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m., but today I have someone very special sitting next to me, Scout Ashdale, one of my closest friends here at Queens, my housemate, my coworker as well in all of the club things that we do. Scout, do you want to come in and say hi?
Hey, guys.
I'm so excited to have Scout here because she was on the show just about this time last year with another friend, but she's back now for her own episode with lots of good things in store. Isn't that right, Scout?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Lily.
Of course. What do you have lined up for us today?
I've got quite a few songs lined up today. I was accumulating a list of songs that I wanted to play, and I realized all of them were really just songs that I want, that I just think are cool. So I think that a lot of the songs are like songs that really sound cool. And then obviously like Lily and I are best friends. And so there's a lot of songs that I feel like mean a lot to us as friends as well. Doing a lot of traveling and stuff. And so kind of background music to some of our travels. So yeah, I'm really excited to play them.
That's awesome. I know. I feel like I haven't even given you much of a background, Scout. Do you want to tell our listeners here a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Scout. I love music. I love to play the guitar and I sing. Recently, our close friend Harper and I play music together and have been doing a lot of open mics, which has been really fun. And so I'm so excited to be here and share music. I love to hear what people have to play.
Absolutely. Awesome. I know it's been so fun seeing Scout and Harper perform. They were just performing on Tuesday for the Muse Mini Desk concert at the Tea Room, which was super exciting and super fun. And I've seen Scout play guitar with her dad a couple summers ago when we were traveling together. I've seen your musical journey, I would say. So I'm excited to see it here on the radio as well.
From the beginning.
Do you want to tell us what you have first?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I've got up first is All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette. It's from the album Jagged Little Pill, which I think is just an excellent album all the way through. It really progresses, and All I Really Want is the first song on the album. And when I play, you'll see it's such a boss way to start an album.
It is.
It's just so good. And I remember a couple years ago, Lily was going through a little bit of a breakup, and I'm like, you got to listen to Alanis Morissette. She's like, nah, like, I don't really like her. I'm like, trust, like, put her on. And now, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you really like her.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Scout completely put me on.
So yeah, that's the song that I'm going to play next. And then after is going to be Bang a Gong by T-Rex. That song's honestly, it's just really, really cool. I love that song, so I wanted to play it.
Lots of cool music here today on 101.9 FM. Up now, we have Alanis Morissette and T-Rex here on Busy Girl Radio.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. Wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. And all I really want is some peace now. A place to find a common ground. We'll be right back.
was just Alanis Morissette and T-Rex here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm joined in the studio with my friend Scout Ashdale. Welcome, Scout.
Hey.
Great selection so far. We've been having a lot of fun just chit-chatting about music. And the next band that we're going to play is one of Scout's favorites, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so.
Perhaps one of your favorites, Simon & Garfunkel, which I feel like would also make an amazing Halloween costume. I know we're a little we're a little bit past that
point.
Got
a couple wigs in there.
Right? Like, yeah. That's a great combo. But Scout, can you tell us why you picked this next track here?
Yeah, absolutely. The next song I'm going to play is The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon & Garfunkel. Really beautiful song. I'm really taking it a lot slower than the last couple tracks I just played. And then afterwards, it's going to pick up again with Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Only Living Boy in New York. I think it's just a beautiful song. Harper and I have hoping to play it at our next open mic or something.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Yeah. And then Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand is also just like a really, really cool song. I love how a few seconds, like, I don't know, a little bit in like the beginning of the song, it kind of shifts to like the beat or the tempo, I don't know. It just like the whole song kind of shifts at the beginning. I think it's such a cool song, and I always listen to it when I'm walking to class, strutting around campus. If you see me strutting, that's what I'm listening to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you find, Scout, with your playlist, do you make a balance of some kind of more melodic songs like Simon & Garfunkel paired with some more classic rock?
I do. Honestly, when I'm listening, though, I tend to listen to the similar genres and tempos. I kind of accumulate them. Do you do the same thing?
Yeah, Scout has a very famous playlist called Accumulation, so I feel like that's a fitting description to accumulate these things.
Yeah, on Spotify, I don't know why, but I just didn't use liked songs for a while, and then so I put them all on one playlist called Accumulation, and then Lily made fun of me so much. So now I only use liked songs, but...
Times have changed.
They have changed. But Accumulation lives strong.
All right. Enough of us talking. We'll get into the music. Here's a little bit of Simon Garfunkel followed by Franz Ferdinand. Whoa, here. Let's just go ahead and get these songs on. Thank you very much for listening here to Busy Girl Radio.
Your way from the ground on down. From the ground on down, your way from the ground on down, on.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM, CFRC, Busy Go Radio. We just listened to Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand and Ground On Down by Ben Harper on the Fight For Your Mind 1985 album. I absolutely love the song Ground On Down. I think it's just such a cool song. I saw my mom over Reading Week, and she doesn't remember names of people, of albums, of anything really. But for some reason, she remembered Ground On Down by Ben Harper, and I remember my dad playing it a lot when I was younger, and it is such a cool song. I love the build-up at the beginning. And so the next couple songs that I'm going to play is Old Man by Neil Young and Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. Old Man by Neil Young is from the Harvest Moon album. This past weekend I went on a camping trip, and our friend Harper, who we've mentioned many times today, she was asking the group what our favorite albums are, Desert Island albums, you know, top three that you'd bring on a desert island. And her top one was Harvest Moon by Neil Young, and it reminded me of the song Old Man. It's just such a beautiful song, and Neil Young is just an incredible artist. And the second one, Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, just such a great song. I was talking to Lily this morning about songs that I should play today, And she said that I should really play this, and I agree.
Because this is so, in my mind, Scout Song. You know, when someone introduces you a certain track and you just associate it with them forever, this is Scout Song, and I've been meaning to play this for so long, but it didn't feel right to play it because I'm like, I don't own this song. This is Scout Song. So I'm really excited that she's going to play it for us today. And I think the best way to put it is that, you know, Canada has the Tragically Hip, the UK has the Beatles, and then Ireland has U2. So it's historical as well. It's beautiful. So thanks, Scout. I'm glad you're on here so we can finally listen to this.
Yes, so excited.
We've got Neil Young and U2 here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Tell
awesome, Neil Young and U2 here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lily, I'm your host, and I'm joined in the studio today with my best friend, Scout Ashdale. She's back for another episode, and I'm just so excited to have her here.
It's so fun to be here. I listen to it every week.
She is a super fan of Busy Girl
Radio. Yeah, best part of my week. I have it in my schedule.
If you will. I remember last year my show was at a different time. It was on Mondays at 1 p.m., and Scout would put in an AirPod during class so she could catch the broadcast live. Like, that is true friendship right there.
It was good. A little background music to my sociology class.
Yeah. What more could you ask for?
Exactly.
Awesome. So Scout has been playing us all different kinds of music. We've had some slow, some fast songs, but I'm really curious to see what you've got lined up next.
Yeah, next I'm going to play, the next one I'm going to introduce is from a musical, sort of. The movie's called Once. It's an incredible movie. It's filmed on a camcorder.
Oh,
I would say it's super cool. It's set in Ireland, and it's about this couple and just kind of living life, and they start writing music, and they have the most beautiful music ever, and their album is called Once, and this song is called Gold. It's the first, no, just kidding, it's not the first song on the album, but it's a great song on the album. And I've been listening to this for years and years and years because it's my parents' favorite movie, I would say. So we always had it on CD, playing in the kitchen all the time. And then recently, Lily, we were listening to music together, and this song came on her playlist. I was like, wait, no way, you know this. It's just awesome. So I love that Lily knows this. And so now, obviously, the song is really important to me and my family and from childhood. But I also love that Lily now listens to the song and she loves the song. Because I think you heard it from Grace, who was on last week.
I had heard it from Uma.
Oh, Uma.
Another friend of mine. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen on Spotify, you can do these blend playlists where you like mix music with other people. And so it has music that you both listen to and then songs that are kind of, you know, in each other's music taste. And this was on our blend, me and Uma's blend playlist.
Oh, okay.
And I need to see the movie. I've never seen it, and I'm dying to watch it.
It's incredible. Lily's a super artsy person. I don't follow Lily Kukreate.
Shameless plug for my art Instagram.
Yeah,
thank you. I wouldn't do it myself.
But. Everyone follow it. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, I think it's really cool. So for those of you who love art and artsy things, I think that you would love the movie.
Wonderful. Here's Gold on 101.9 FM.
I wouldn't trade her for gold. I'm walking on moonbeams. I was born with a silver spoon. Hell, I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be free. I'm walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea. And if the door be closed, then a row of homes start building. And tear your curtains down. First sunlight is like gold. Yeah, you better be you and do what you can do. When you're walking on moonbeams and staring out. As if your skin was soiled, how long do you think before they start digging? And if your life was gold,
they live in.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CFRC Busy Girl Radio. You just listened to Gold by the Once musical. It's a really great song. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. The next couple songs gonna play, or the next one I'm gonna play, is called Loser by Beck. I honestly don't have a huge introduction for this song. I just think it's really, really cool, and I always listen to it when I'm strutting to class. And the one I'll play after that is called I Know What I Know by Paul Simon. I know I already played Simon and Garfunkel, and Paul Simon came after that. He's the Simon of Simon and Garfunkel, obviously. I love this song so much. It reminds me so much of Lily and my travel experience together a couple years ago. We did our little mini surf trip in the northwest of Spain, and we'd always listen to this in the car when we were driving in her car in see where she's from. So yeah, I always love listening to this song. It reminds me of such a fun time in my life.
Yeah, Graceland is a great album. I'm a huge Paul Simon fan. Big time. And I love him. And that was just adorable, Scout. It does. It feels like we were just, we did this big trip in the summer. We had worked together in Squamish, and then we traveled in France and Spain. And that feels like it was last summer, but when I think about it properly, it was 2 years ago. Maybe three.
Almost 3 years ago now. Yeah. It's crazy.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does. At QU.
Here we got Paul Simon and Beck as well. Here's Loser off the Mellow Gold album.
The splinters.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Drive by body pierce.
She thought I was all right in the sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I've said what I've said, we come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I've said what I've said. She says there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and that's the thing that I keep. With sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm here in the studio with Scout Ashdale, who doesn't bring it up enough, but she is a musician herself. She's been singing more this year than I've ever seen her sing before at a lot of live music events. And I was just curious, and I wanted to ask you, Scout, how does it feel to perform in front of people? Do you find it nerve-wracking? Do you find it hard doing cover songs of other bands that you know and love so much?
Yeah, it's such a scary thing, honestly. I do love playing Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel in particular. Their songs are just so beautiful and not so hard to play. Like, I've been playing guitar since, I say, 8 years old, but wow. That makes it sound like I'm really good. I'm really not. Yeah, I learned all the chords and then stopped progressing at that point, but that's okay. It's really, I'm just playing to sing, but I love playing their music. But yes, it is really scary to play in front of people. And especially on Tuesday, that was definitely really nerve-wracking because it was in the tea room, and it's a very intimate setting, and it's really quiet, and people are literally paying to go see, not necessarily obviously just me play, but you know, they're paying to see live music, and so it's definitely nerve-wracking, but it has been a bucket list item for my entire life, so I love that I've done it now, and it's definitely gets easier every time.
It's that time of the day where we are finishing up here on Busy Girl Radio. It's almost 4 o'clock, so we're going to have to sign off. But I just want to say, Scout, thank you so much for coming in today and for playing us some amazing music. It's been so much fun having all my friends on as guests. But it's been very special to have Scout because there's so many songs over so many years that we've accumulated together. And I'm excited because she got to play some of the music that I deeply associate with her that I've been dying to play on the radio, but I just can't without her presence here.
That's so sweet, Lil. Thank you so much for having me. I've had so much fun. This next song that I'm going to play I think it's only fitting to play for our last song, especially on Busy Girl Radio with Lily. This is a song that we always listen. You know when you need a rally and you need to listen to a song, you're like, oh, I don't really feel like going out or something bad happened. You're like, but I need to go out and I need to feel good. We always play this song. And I think everyone's going to be a bit surprised what I'm about to say. But this is Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Yes. And it's a great way to finish out your Friday. You know, when you get knocked down, you get back up again. And
ain't that the truth?
It's a metaphor for life. It's a beautiful lyric. That's all we have to say. So thank you, lovely listeners. I've been Lily, and this has been
Scout Ashdale.
And thanks so much for tuning into Busy Girl Radio. I'll see you the same time next week. Bye.
Bye.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get no.
Listen.
sometimes